Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Well, thank you again for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I'd love to take you back to the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 8. And this text that I'm reading today, starting in verse 23, is the picture of Jesus and his disciples while they are on a boat out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And as they're there, a storm comes up, and this storm is threatening their life. Now, having been on the Sea of Galilee and been in one of those replica Jesus boats, if you will, it's easy to see how that storm could come up, and as the winds would blow over those hills and down onto that shallow water lake, it could get pretty scary, I would imagine, especially knowing there were no boats and the sails in a storm became useless and the waves were lapping over the boat, and it could have been pretty scary. Listen to what Jesus does, though. He says in verse 26, "Why are you afraid? You have so little faith." Then he stood up and rebuked the wind and waves, and suddenly all was calm. The disciples just sat there in awe. "Who is this?" they asked themselves. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Friend, listen, whatever you're facing today, whatever your winds and waves are, whatever the crash of thunder and the flash of lightning is in your life, Jesus has the ability and wants to, on your behalf, one, let you experience it for your good and his glory, but also to redeem you from it for your good and his glory. And a lot of that has to depend on our attitude as how we face whatever adversity we're in front of. The scriptures are clear. We're not going to avoid this adversity, so we might as well take it all in, take it all on, and let Jesus deal with it as we lay it down at his feet, because he's the one that stood up in the boat and said, "Peace, be still." You know what the disciples said shortly after that? "Who is this man? Even all of nature listens to him." So his voice is who we want to listen to today. So in a moment, I want to give you just a few minutes where you can just stop and hear from the Lord. I want to encourage you as we prepare for meditation to start by saying, "Lord, today I'm grateful for," and just pick something right now, whatever the Lord brings to the top of your mind, "I'm grateful for," and finish that sentence. Then I want to ask you, would you bring someone, maybe it's a family member or a close friend or a neighbor, bring someone that you know the Lord needs to do a great work in, and literally just bring that person before the Lord. You may not even know specifically what it is, but would you ask the Lord to bless them richly today? And now, if you could only have one thing, if there were only one thing that you could ask the Lord directly for, knowing that you can do that, what is it that you would come before the Lord and say, "Lord, would you do blank for me today?" And now let's prepare to hear the voice of God. Let's do that by separating our pace of life from the quietude and solitude of being with God and God alone. Let's separate those by using a couple of deep breaths that allow our muscles to fall at ease, and let us find a place where we're comfortable, where we can just simply be quiet and be able to hear God as he directs us with peace, power, and direction for your day today. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in a few minutes after this breath. You ready? And again. And I'll be back in a few moments. Well, friend, the disciples sat there in awe in that boat. And I think you and I can sit in awe when we see that Jesus, knowing who he is, if the winds and the waves obey him, so does our challenges at work, our finances, our frustrations, whatever those emotions are, he can handle those and more than that. So today, thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation, and I look forward to hearing stories as you share those with me on and on about how the Lord is speaking into your life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.